Look, these teachers want us to work, you know? And I say, fine, I'll work. But you gotta let me do the kind of work that I want to do. And for me, Lindsay, it's my drum kit, man. This is my passion, you know? This is the essence of who I am now. But before I had this, I was lost too. You see what I'm saying? You need to find your reason for living. You gotta find your big, gigantic drum kit, you know?
How many special people change? How many lives are living strange? Where were you while we were getting high? Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova in the sky. Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova, a champagne supernova in the sky.
I'm not ready. What are we gonna play? We'll play.
Play something classy.
Oh, playing some Mace. That's classy as shit. Oh wait, Jeff is still here. Are you leaving though? Oh, you don't. No one's talking shit. No, we're just saying you can't be here for the secret champagne show.
Oh, champagne music.
This is great champagne music.
It's more Mace, by the way.
I thought I told you that we won't stop rapping in a hammock, rapping while I'm laying down.
Hey,
I'm
James,
Mace.
Can I have one of your pads of paper?
You want a pad of paper?
I'm going to call Hawaii Tom and get my secret mission right now.
Now, what's going on, Mike Steele? You have a secret mission?
Hawaii Tom hit me up on Facebook. He's like, hey, I got a secret mission for you, and it might be dangerous.
But thank God you're doing this during a secret show, or this wouldn't be a secret.
I'll be right back.
But what if he wants to, like, fuck you?
I think he does.
What if that's the secret mission of putting a dick up his ass?
Well, the good news is he knows Mike still is willing to get a vagina. So,
well, now that we're on a secret show and we can just kind of talk about whatever we want, check this out, guys. What did you care about most as kids? Let me stop you right there. Dinosaurs. All right?
Dinosaurs were the shit.
Dinosaurs,
we were talking about this a little bit earlier.
Dude, dinosaurs were the fucking shit. Why don't we care about dinosaurs anymore? Think about them. They're the greatest things that have ever roamed this fucking earth. They're giant beasts that fought each other. Some of them were so fucking awesome that they evolved to have armor on them because they fought so fucking much.
What if you got to go see a real, like, live in the streets dinosaur fight and it was just like some big ass sissy fight?
No, it wouldn't be
where
sissy
just
fight.
So disappointing. We're just like a triceratops just goes up and like goes,
no,
and like pokes the T-Rex and it's dead.
Dude, you have no idea. Dinosaurs are so fucking badass, Brian. You
well,
think...
notice that I said the triceratops is gonna win because that was my favorite dinosaur.
By the way, did you find out triceratops don't exist?
Now, what is this? You guys were talking about this earlier. Triceratops do not exist.
Well, essentially, triceratops.
Look at you discounting my favorite dinosaur.
They're
what, 5 seconds into the dinosaur conversation.
They're a baby form of another dinosaur. That's what scientists have figured out. They're not a full dinosaur. They're essentially like a, that'd be like if you thought a puppy was different than a dog.
Now that it's like fine and about how Santa Claus doesn't exist.
Would
it's
that
a
be
sad day?
It is.
Because
that's a super sad day.
Because Triceratops nor the Brontosaurus existed either.
Yeah, what? I know.
Wait, what was
the
Brontosaurus?
The Brontosaurus
a baby
was the
version
shit,
of
though.
Well, essentially, a Brontosaurus was probably an Allosaurus, which was very similar. They just had the nose on the top of the head, you know?
So it's still a long-necked dinosaur? Well, I don't give a shit what the name of it is.
That's
don't
true.
Don't call it something.
That's
if
what
it
I
looks
was
the same, it's the same.
That's what I was saying. Just call that other dinosaur
like
Triceratops.
Like, if you gave me a dog, I wouldn't be like, oh my god, I don't like this dog. Because it's a fucking German Shepherd or something. Like, it's a dog. Like, if you gave me a cat, then that's different.
Oh,
I don't like cats. And I'm,
Ryan,
allergic. I'm deathly allergic.
By the way, it's actually a Belgian Shepherd. We found that out.
Yeah, that's like the slight difference that I don't fucking care about. Like, oh, I love this poodle. Oh, but it's French. Oh,
now
get it the fuck out of here.
This person online says dinosaurs were shapeshifters. Their skulls underwent extreme changes throughout their lives, growing larger, sprouting horns, then reabsorbing horns. They would actually suck their horns back in.
That's the greatest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life. I love dinosaurs. Why did I stop caring about dinosaurs?
Dinosaurs were the X-Men of their time.
It says they change shape so radically that different stages look to us like different species.
Yeah, fuck yeah, they do.
Who is writing this? You just on the internet?
This is Jason in California on a message board.
No, it's Ian Malcolm.
Just some guy. It's just me.
This discovery comes from the study of the iconic dinosaur Triceratops and its close relative, Torosaurus.
I never heard of it.
Well, as you know, Torosaurus was a bitch.
That sounds about right.
Now, they say they had three facial horns and a short, thick neck frill with sawtooth edge. The Torosaurus also had three horns, though at different angles, and a much longer, thinner, smooth-edged frill.
Who gives a shit? No, they're the same thing.
Brian, it had a much longer, smoother.
It's just a retarded version of it. That's what it is.
Because, well, the Triceratops was discovered in the late 1800s, so I guess they could make some mistakes.
Yeah, the late 1800s, they didn't know what they were talking about. They were still probably bloodletting at that time.
Now, the Triceratops is merely a juvenile form of the Torosaurus. Its horns changed shape and orientation, and its frill became longer, thinner, and less jagged.
But see, that's the thing about like dinosaurs that kind of bothered me, is that there were so many of the same ones with different names. It's like, just shut the fuck up.
They had the same goddamn thing. The Paleosaurus or something. Because
who's the only ones that really care? Small children.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit about the different names. You're just making it harder on them to pass their third grade science test.
All the dinosaurs that matters to me, I'm going to list them. The
T-Rex.
T-Rex, Stegosaurus, Brontosaurus, Triceratops, Raptor, the fucking
and the flying one,
the Combies, the Pterodactyl, or it was a Petrodactyl, which I hate. And
there was a bunch of different pterodactyls.
Oh, and the one that rams people with its head, because I think that's so fucking badass. I think it's so badass. Running into things with your head? That's awesome, man. You know the thing with the fucking...
Oh, he had like kind of a like a bald guy bone around his head.
Like he looked like a friar. Looked like Friar Tuck.
Yes, he looked like Friar Tuck, and he was running into shit. That's so fucking awesome.
Wasn't it with like the mace ball for the tail? Wasn't that...
Yeah. Oh, that was a good one, too. What was that guy?
It was a giant turtle with a mace ball tail, I think is what they called it.
Oh, yeah. Science. Giant turtle with mace ball tail. That was a good dinosaur, too.
Wait. No, the official term is giant turtle with a baseball tail, a saurus.
Oh, right, a saurus. I forgot
about
that.
You can't forget the scientific, the Latin.
But
the
wasn't
Latin
there a
phrase.
Fake T-Rex that had another name?
Allosaurus,
yeah,
right?
Allosaurus. Yeah, I didn't like the Allosaurus.
I didn't like the Allosaurus either, because that's basically saying the T-Rex wasn't shit when the shit. It was the king of the dinosaurs.
Because they're like, the Allosaurus was better than the
I remember in fourth grade learning about dinosaurs. My teacher had a record, and there were songs about different ones.
Whoa.
The only one I remember.
Wait, a record? When were you born? 1950?
The only song I remember was the T-Rex song, because it went.
Because it went.
It went a little something like this. Let me turn this music down. It went.
Rap it to the tune of Biggie.
It went. Tyrannosaurus Rex meant tyrant king. If it wasn't for him, we'd have a happy ending. Boom, 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 boom. That's all I remember.
And then they try and, like, later on, like, I'm watching shit on TV. Like, that's great. You know, you get it. You understand. Like, the T-Rex killed everything.
Yeah, that's but basically they're telling you he fucked everyone up.
But now that I'm grown up, I'm, like, trying to learn more of the same basic. I just want to be reassured that what I learned in, like, third grade is right on the Discovery Channel. And then they're like, well, in reality, the T-Rex probably was essentially just something eating dead stuff. Oh, it's so unawesome. It's just like the T-Rex with its stupid little retard arms is just running around eating dead things.
They had so
it
many.
It was like a hyena, apparently.
They had so many fucking songs when you were a little kid.
It's the teacher things.
I remember this
That's
one.
True.
This one day they had a song about.
If it doesn't rhyme, you're not going to learn it.
Shut up, Brian. This one day they had a song about the months. They had a song about all the months. Dude, one kid knew it. But one kid knew it and fucking loved it. He was like, seriously? I think his name was Joseph. I remember this back in the day as like a first grade kindergarten thing. And he was sitting there and the song about the months came on. He was like, January, February, March, and April.
But doesn't it end? And those are the months of the year.
Yeah, and I was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Jesus.
You gotta nail those high notes, Jake.
What a piece of shit, though. Who gives a fuck about the months?
You need to try to remember what months have 30 days, what months have 31.
I don't remember that shit at all.
The only way I remember was the knuckle. because it's like exactly. January. The ones with the knuckle have 31.
Okay, January.
Then February, that doesn't have 31, basically.
So oh, okay, yeah, it's 28.
Then with the science behind
February,
it.
February,
so
March.
March
April.
Has 31?
But the thing is, when you get to the last knuckle, you count it twice and go back the other way.
That's a dumb fucking way. Let's
no,
be honest.
But it works. But it works.
No, why don't we just go, hey, guys, it goes January doesn't, or whatever, and then February really doesn't. Then there's March. That fucking does. So remember March, and then June.
But why would you do that when you have a perfectly good balled-up fist?
You got a good fist.
Your fist is right there. I've used that, like, recently. Like, yeah. Wait, how many days this month have? Hold on, let me count my knuckles.
I just love using stupid shit I learned in, like, grade school, like, elementary school. Just like, yeah, this is the way. I'm going to go ahead and figure this out because go fuck yourself. It's easier for me.
I need more champagne for the champagne
yeah,
show.
Is there more?
Yeah, there's
dude,
more champagne.
Look at how ridiculous.
Now, Scorpion in the chat brought up the dinosaur show. You must not have heard some of Brian's episodes.
Oh, fuck yeah,
Brian's already
show.
Broken down the TV show, the sitcom Dinosaurs.
Yeah, that's true.
And didn't it end with them getting extinct or something?
Yeah, it was such a bummer.
It was a sad episode.
Dude.
Brian pours a for me foamy.
Didn't they have the We Are Right company?
Yeah, that
war?
Was war. Was no, war. It was just that was their slogan, and that's how.
It's We
just
Are
so
Right.
Everyone knows, war was invented by the dinosaurs in the Jurassic Age.
And then they were stuck like in an ice age.
Yeah.
And they just froze because
they basically nuked each other to death. I think is what happened at the end because they were right, and then that's what happened.
I guess if you have a even if it's a sitcom based on, fucking, what the Honeymooners. Even if it's based off that, if it's about dinosaurs, it would have to end sad.
Yeah.
You can't just have a happy ending. Then they live forever.
And
but
then,
they
yeah, where's
should've.
The science? Where's the science to back that if they live forever? That's the sad part.
Guys, think about it. Dinosaurs.
Because it was all about science for that show.
Dinosaurs are so fucking kick ass. They should have lived forever. They should have eaten us alive. We're just little pieces of shit. We're talking about these big kick ass dinosaurs. I'm so bummed that I don't care about dinosaurs anymore. I was thinking about it the other night. And man, I love dinosaurs when you think
so,
about it.
Dude, if you saw my like notebooks and my book covers, I was drawing dinosaurs.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Dude, I'm sure no one really got this one. Well, maybe Jim, because obviously he's a big Wendy's fan. But for a long time, Wendy's had like little plastic dinosaur like things that came with your kids meal back when like kids meals came with legit toys. So my mom would always go to Wendy's and get like a kid's meal.
Was it Dinosaurs the show or just dinosaurs?
No, dinosaurs
in
general. But they would be like, you know, weird ass colors. It was
yeah,
totally
yeah,
fake.
Yeah.
But my mom would just come home with like this toy and I'm like, oh cool, she ate the food, but whatever, this is like, and I just play with dinosaurs all day long. Building blocks, you just make a block and knock it down. Like, wasn't being a kid the best?
Yeah, dinosaurs, there was
nothing
man.
That you couldn't do.
But why do they think dinosaurs are so cool? Because they're big monsters?
Yeah. But
yeah.
Also,
now,
as a little kid,
it's only little boys that like dinosaurs. Then, like Dana, were you all about dinosaurs? No,
no stickers. I already said it.
Stickers,
stickers, and shit.
No, what was the dumb shit you liked? What was the animal?
Beads.
There's a microphone in front of
yes.
you.
Animals. I like tigers.
You didn't go the hack pony route?
No ponies.
My
you
little
have
pony.
My Little Ponies?
I think I had like one or two, but no, I didn't go crazy.
So tigers, Calvin and Hobbes, no?
Yeah, I liked Calvin and Hobbes.
Right.
I like to read Calvin and Hobbes too because it was simple enough for me.
Well, Calvin and Hobbes is brilliant when you look back on it.
But like, going back to the point of when you were a small child, you used to like dinosaurs. So what does that make all the full-grown adults that still are into dinosaurs?
Paleontologists.
Kick-ass people.
Exactly.
It makes them fucking kick-ass people because they didn't give up on liking dinosaurs. Liking dinosaurs should be a fucking lifelong
or
thing.
Was it liking or wanting to be a dinosaur that
dude,
they give up
everyone
on?
Should like dinosaurs all the time. Have you ever thought about a dinosaur? It's the fucking greatest thing you could ever imagine. It's a beast. A fucking monster, Brian. It's how did it even grow so big? How did we have such big fucking things on this earth? They would run around and just step on us, these giant fucking awesome dinosaurs. Man, Jurassic Park was a good idea, by the way, because I would totally go to Jurassic Park. I would pay my life savings to see fucking dinosaurs now that I think
about
it.
Dude, Jurassic Park was the shit when you were a kid.
Hell yeah, it was.
I mean, even the third shitty one.
It scared me, the first one at least.
You were scared?
Such a bitch, Brian.
I actually kind of was when I was a small child. Everything, a lot of things scared me.
Well, the raptors working together, I didn't like that idea.
Oh, yeah, they were thinking and, like, speaking and stuff?
Yeah, I didn't fucking like that. Ugh.
I don't even remember the second one. What was Jurassic Park 2? Lost World?
He went back to the island, and then What's that dude's name? Vince Vaughn was like, I'm the special weapon. That's all I remember. Like they sent a special weapon to the island. What's that?
Me.
Vince Vaughn.
Was it the third one with the black girl, right? I kind of remember a black girl in one.
Honestly, I don't remember.
I
really only remember one. Apparently, William H. Macy was in one of them.
Yeah, the first?
No.
The third, then.
Oh, really?
I don't know if it was in the second. I know in the third one, I remember that the Raptors had a special call. And then they kind of mimicked it somehow.
Stupid.
Yeah, it's stupid. You know in the book that guy dies, Malcolm dies?
Which one's Malcolm?
The book is so big.
The book is fucking Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, really?
He dies in the first one. He dies at the end of it from his wounds.
But you can't kill Jeff Goldblum.
That's what they did in the movie.
No one can kill Jeff Goldblum.
They took liberties with that and they said, we're not going to kill Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum is badass.
Jeff Goldblum is badass. Where's he been? I'd love to see some Jeff Goldblum movies. Why are we seeing Jonah Hill too much? We need to see more Jeff Goldblum.
Remember when you were a kid and you loved Jeff Goldblum?
I love Jeff
and
Goldblum.
Now you don't love him that much? What the fuck? All of a sudden he's not in that many movies. He used to be in like The Fly and then like Independence Day.
Independence Day, man. He was a genius.
When he's all like, when he's chilling with Will Smith in the spaceship and Will Smith backs out and crashes and he's like, oops. He's like, let's try that one again. And then Jeff Goldblum's like, yes, without the oops.
Man, Jeff Goldblum kicked ass.
He did.
Remember when they made that Godzilla movie and they were like, let's get Jeff Goldblum.
And he was like, fuck no.
We can't. And they're like, well, let's get Matthew Broderick. he's like a low rent Jeff Goldblum.
Can I say how excited I was for that Godzilla movie?
Were you?
Yes, I was like, I went to see it opening day before that came out.
Because of the P. Diddy song.
Yeah,
I love the P. Diddy
come
song.
With me.
Pull that song up, by the way, while you're going.
Isn't it Come With Me or something
yes,
like that?
Yes, yes. I love the, there was like a Rage Against the Machine song, I think, on that too. Is it Come With Me? Yes, it is.
You're super excited about the fucking Godzilla movie?
So excited. Loving the trailers. I think I had the soundtrack before it came out.
Oh, this was the song.
Dude.
This is a Led Zeppelin song originally, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, but he had Jimmy Page on the track. Dude, loving the trailers, but like, the trailers didn't... I didn't know Matthew Broderick was in the movie. I just knew Godzilla was in the movie.
Right.
And then I showed up and, like, these people were in it. I was like, whoa, where's Godzilla? I thought it was just going to be about Godzilla.
I don't really remember it very well. Wasn't it just kind of like Cloverfield, but bad?
No, not even, because it focused on the mini Godzillas for a lot of the movie.
Yeah, those little babies.
Yeah, and
it
was basically Jurassic Park because they were like raptors. It wasn't even one of those movies where I was so excited for it that I liked it at first. During the movie, I hated it. I was like, this is the worst. This is a piece of shit. I think that was when my love of dinosaurs ended. That was when I was like, you know what? Dinosaurs, sometimes they fuck you.
Oh, man. Dinosaurs are so fucking cool. I was just thinking about them the other night, and honestly, I was fucking loving it. Just the thought of dinosaurs, just even the concept of these fucking monsters is so great. Can you believe we had that on the Earth? That is so much better than us.
What if they really weren't like that, though? Like, we keep finding this new shit out. What if they were just birds? Like, don't they say they evolved into birds? What if they were just small creatures, but there's just a bunch of them, we put them together to make this huge creature?
No. They were huge creatures, and they kicked ass.
Kristen's in the chat saying that Brian made her work so he could come to the show.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Brian.
That's what happens when you're the boss.
That's true.
All right. Also, as well. Brian, you've definitely got a great area to grow a mustache. Jim, I think you agree.
I agree.
What's going on here, bro? Where's the mustache?
I don't like it.
Come on, Brian. I mean, it's very apparent that you should grow a mustache. Whatever facial hair you can grow, you should grow.
No, because my facial hair looks shitty.
No. Does it look shitty, Jim?
No, it's better than mine. Mine grows in patches, and I've just been lazy.
No, mine grows in patches as well.
No,
well, mine
Jim,
grows in big patches.
Jim gets a great mustache, too. I'm so disappointed you don't keep that mustache.
It doesn't grow in. If it grew in more, I'd have a stash. I don't care.
Let, Jim should grow a mustache.
I grew a stereotypical Mexican mustache. It's not like I've ever actually had to try it.
I got to pour champagne for the champagne show.
Why are you acting like it's so stereotypical, Brian? You got a beautiful mustache. You're not showing it to everyone. You could have a great mustache. Seriously, I don't have mustache, okay? I've got beard. I don't got mustache. You, my friend, have mustache, and I fucking respect that.
And I don't like how it feels. It just doesn't feel too good.
Someone in the chat's yelling my name. What? Jake, what? Stroke your beard.
This is the worst fucking song, by the way.
It's so bad. It is a bad song.
Jake stroking his beard.
I'm stroking my beard for someone in the chat.
I just heard him say, I love you dearly. You know what good song came out of this soundtrack, though? One Headlight, Wallflowers.
That was on this?
Yeah.
Dude, great song.
All right, let's listen to that song.
Yeah, One Headlight. Let's bump some fucking One Headlight. Speaking of One Headlight, what about Save Tonight by Eagle Eye Cherry?
Also a great song.
Great song.
I actually love that song.
I love that fucking song, too. I don't even know if that guy
It was Heroes that was on the Godzilla Heroes soundtrack.
Right, well, shut up. One Headlight's good.
Yeah, let's listen to One Headlight instead.
Let's go ahead and continue on.
You don't want to hear fucking... You don't want to hear this shit?
No.
All right, we'll go One Headlight.
Kind of don't.
If we're going to listen to a song about Heroes, we got to hear that Nickelback one.
They have a Heroes? Oh, what?
They say a hero can save us.
That's a good song.
For Spider-Man, man. That was awesome.
That is a good Nickelback song.
That is a good
Nickelback
song. The idea
of any Nickelback song being good just is disgusting.
That Heroes song.
Oh, Brian. With your not liking Nickelback. Not liking this kind of voice when you're singing.
Here's the thing about you, Brian, though. You just like things that are cool. What's your favorite band right now?
The coolest.
Faggots! I knew it. It was the coolest band possible.
What is the coolest band right now?
Arcade Fire.
Is that a band?
Yeah, everyone loves the Arcade Fire.
Yeah, they just released a CD.
What are they doing?
They're doing some fucking indie shit, man.
Nah, never heard of them.
You've heard of them.
Have I? What do they do?
They say that a hero. That's Arcade Fire. It was originally Arcade Fire, and it was covered by Puddle of Mud, and then it was covered by Nickelback. Remember Puddle of Mud? Remember when Fred Durst was like, I'm the man. We're like, yeah, we agree with you, Fred. What's Puddle of Mud up
Wait,
to?
Did he discover Puddle of Mud?
He did. Remember their first music video had Fred Durst like in the club, like pointing and drinking a beer?
I kind of remember this.
Yep.
Why is this song playing? I want to listen to some One Headlight.
Dude, I heard this echoing ominous voice earlier, and I was like, what the fuck is that? It's Mike Steele, talking in the bathroom?
Yeah, Mike Steele's getting his secret mission.
He's getting his secret mission on the secret show.
Oh, I don't know about that.
He's getting a secret mission.
In the bathroom, which is exactly where you receive all secret missions.
Oh, man.
Tell it. Tell it, Wallflowers.
What happened to the Wallflowers, by the way? Why'd they go?
Dude, they were kicking ass for a little bit. Isn't it Bob Dylan's kid, or is that someone else?
Yeah, it's Bob Dylan's son. Much better than Bob Dylan.
Talk about a tough way to get into the biz if like you're getting compared. Everyone's going to shit on you.
That's not a tough way. That's the easiest way.
Well, yeah, it's the easiest way, but then once you get there, everyone's pooping on you.
Can you imagine how good Will Ferrell's kid's going to do? Jesus.
That little girl?
Yeah.
She's already been in some classic
She's going to be in a porno like Lawrence Fishburne's daughter.
Yes.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? If I was Lawrence Fishburne, I'd be like, you stupid little bitch. I'm so rich.
Well, he was probably an asshole to her.
No, he wasn't, Jim.
He had to have been.
No, because
Lawrence Fishburne,
he was probably like, oh, I have a recital. And he's like, I'm Morpheus. I got to go film The Matrix.
I was going to say, at one time, though, he was Larry Fishburne, and I'll bet you Larry Fishburne was kind of a dick.
Well, no, here's the thing. She wanted a dad, and he would just put on Boys in the Hood because he was like the inspirational dad on that. And he's like, look, there's me being a dad. I'm out of here, Morpheus.
Well, that's a good point, actually. It's the accountants who are the worst with their money, so it's got to be the people who portray great dads. Yeah. Are the worst
a lot of
at being
strong
great
black dads.
Yes. So he's actually the worst. She's like, I'm going to stick this in my twat. And he's like, yeah, okay.
Hell,
whatever.
Even in Matrix, he was somewhat of a father figure for
Yeah. By the way, The Matrix, man. Man, The Matrix was cool, wasn't it? The original Matrix? What happened in the other Matrixes?
Dude, I don't know what happened.
The original Matrix, Brian, shut up. The original Matrix,
Matrix is great.
Was possibly one of the coolest movies I'd ever seen. I was like, oh my god, there is no spoon. I jumped off a fucking roof.
There is no spoon.
I was so excited for those sequels.
And then they were like, yeah, you're going to see the shit in the real world. The real world? We want to see The Matrix.
And then when the second one came out, I was like, oh, you know what? After the third one comes out, this is all going to make sense. It's going to be the best once the third one comes out. And the third one was the worst of all.
And they're like, all right, the end.
Mike Steele's back.
With a big dumb grin on his face.
Oh, are you going to talk about your secret mission?
It was like the fucking plot to a movie. It was so badass. I can't talk about it on the air, but I can tell you guys later.
Okay, well,
Tom just told me, he's like, hey, it's probably not a good idea to talk about on the air.
Well, is Tom aware this is a secret show?
Yeah, I told him that. He's like, wait, secret show? Nah, I don't know. Still.
That means no one's listening.
I'll
and
tell
it's
you guys about it later, but dude, it's like a fucking plot to a movie. It's kind of badass.
What movie?
I don't know.
What movie?
Things about it remind me of a certain handsome ruffian from Lost.
Well, that's not a movie,
a movie at all.
Oh, then never mind, assholes.
Oh, maybe it's like the movie Vantage Point.
Yeah, you talking about Sawyer or what ruffian?
Who knows? Who knows if I'm talking about Sawyer? Yeah, he's handsome. He's a ruffian.
All right.
No, honestly, yeah, I can't talk about any of the stuff on the air.
It's like Fight Club.
Holy shit, this is cool.
Well, don't say that.
I'll tell you guys.
Yeah, fuck, but don't fans. Say that to the people listening.
Oh, no.
Just say it sucks.
Oh, this is the worst. He basically was like, hey, Mike, can you fucking send me dick pics? I was like, sure thing, Tom. He's like, I'm going to show them to all the sweet Hawaiian ladies here in Hawaii.
Hello, Michael. Hello, Jacob.
Hello, Ben.
Wait, hello, James.
What were we doing? What were we doing while,
hello, Brian.
While I was getting my mission?
Hello, Jack.
Talking about dinosaurs.
We're just talking about anything we wanted.
I don't know, Jack.
Oh, Jack. She's the only one who will take me. She's the only one left, John. I don't know, John. He's such a fucking flaming queen.
Ben from Lost.
He's like Phillips, not Philip Seymour Hoffman, Charles Nelson Reilly.
There's something beautiful about a secret champagne show because we don't have to be good or anything. We just have to be.
That's my time to shine, I feel like.
It really is.
When there's like no pressure to be
you're
funny.
You're killing it though already, Brian.
I know, I just said that joke.
So, Brian, everyone's saying that your life's shitty lately. What's up with that, man?
I don't know. It is kind of shitty in the sense that I did get in a fender bender, but who's everyone, first of all?
I actually made that up. I wanted to see what you'd say.
No, well, I rear-ended someone like a genius, so that sucked. So
dude,
I had to pay for that.
Brian, you fucking ride everyone's ass. What is your problem, by the way? I remember being in the car with you always like, Brian, what are you doing? Why are you riding everyone's ass, man? Why do you gotta be a dick like that? Let everyone drive at their own pace, Brian.
Sometimes you gotta go a little faster, okay? But I don't know. That's pretty much it. And then work is great as always because it's the same great job.
Hey, why don't you quit that job?
I don't know. I don't know anyone else willing to pay me the amount of money just because I'm me.
Yeah, but at what point are you gonna say, you know what? I don't want to move any farther.
I don't. I haven't.
Yeah,
believe me, I have been incredibly stagnant.
But that's what are you going to do? You're going to make $20 an hour for the rest of your life? Isn't it one point? Don't you want to do something that defines Brian Garcia? Doesn't Brian Garcia want to have a Brian in them?
Well, I was going to say, why do you think I do all these guest spots on here? This is my backup plan.
Dude, don't you understand, Brian? You got to change your life. Gotta change your life.
I'm looking
at some
for
point,
it.
Brian, you're gonna look back in your life and you're gonna say, what is it, November 10th this year? The big 2-6, my man. Tick, 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 tock.
I'm looking for investors, dude.
You're about to die.
Is that time?
That's true.
That time ticking and ticking and ticking, then talking. I'm just saying, Brian. Why work the job? Why go to the grind? You don't need the money.
He needs the money.
No, he does need the money.
I kind of do.
But isn't there something you want to do,
Everybody
Brian?
Needs the money.
That's true.
I want to retire.
There's got to be something you want, Brian.
That was it. Just told you.
What's the thing that Brian wants to do?
Be a dinosaur.
No.
Oh, you brought a fucking dinosaur talk?
Absolutely.
You didn't save it for the show?
No, dinosaur talk. Oh, yeah. Thanks for my notebook back.
Look at all the notes I had to take.
This notebook has a lot of secrets in it. Secret jokes I'm writing.
All Mike was doing, his secret mission was to steal all your jokes.
I was like, hey, yeah, Tom, this joke's really bad, but here's a good one.
Yeah, Hawaii Tom's going to start open micing.
Hawaii Tom becomes fucking huge in Hawaii, and all his jokes are yours, and you can't do anything about it?
Huge in Hawaii, big in Japan. It's the next logical step.
Anyway, Brian, I think you should quit your job.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, man.
Just go ahead and do that.
It's not that easy to just quit your job, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, what about Jim over here? Come on now.
No, but you got to understand.
Don't just crap on my bad decision.
No. But what do that Jim does? What shows do you run? What film festivals do you enter? What scripts do you write with Genius Jake Sprague? What things like that do you do, Brian?
I run some pretty legitimate fantasy teams.
Exactly. You don't have it, man.
What do you mean? That's almost
something
the same
inside
thing.
You is dying constantly.
Dude, none of those examples had anything to do with me. Where's my example?
Well, Mike, everyone's upset about you.
What? Yeah. What did I do?
You just work with Jake, which is kind of the worst thing you could possibly do.
It's not actually. It's great.
I've done it. It's pretty awful.
It's all right. It's a day-to-day thing. It's like, some days, it's like, hey, Mike, let's talk about video games. Other days, it's like, fuck you, Mike.
No, other days,
how dare you talk to me about anything?
Other days, it's like, let's work. And then some days, it's like, let's not work as much.
Well, no. you have to do that, though. Sometimes you have to realize, holy shit, none of this is done. We got to work today.
Yeah.
Well, no, we never do this. Never like that. We usually got our shit taken care of.
Yeah, it is, Mike Steele. Yeah,
no,
is.
We never just sit there and do nothing.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Someone's getting those viruses on Jake's work computer. That's all I have to say.
That's a good point.
Yeah, on Jake's work computer. Nothing's on mine. Well, there was.
Well,
they're
all.
Mine.
Well, there was a virus on your work.
They're computer. All Jake's work computer.
But
we've
decided that got there from your computer. It was spread to my computer through yours.
Via the network. That's just all bullshit.
It could be bullshit.
No, it's true.
Nah, it's all bullshit. What are you guys sharing files? Sharing porn files between each other?
Yeah, we have a shared file, and Jake's always putting viruses in it.
Just a QuickBooks file.
I'm going to go ahead and say that's not how you caught it.
Now, what?
Whoa. That question was going to be insane. That's what happened.
Now, what is the next step for all of us, Jake?
Well,
what do we do?
The next step, right now we're
The champagne show's getting real now. Well, now we're talking about life and futures.
Now it's turning into the pain show.
Gentlemen, right now we're in what's called step two, okay?
Okay.
Except for Brian, who's in step one. Step two is what is called prep phase. You're prepping for the next phase of your life.
Did I skip phase one because I wasn't here? But I did great, and so I'm straight to phase two.
You can be in step one if you like.
No, I want phase two.
You work with Jake, so he's just carrying you.
You need to be prepping for the next phase of your life. You need to take the extra time you have in your life, Brian. And you need to go, you know what? I'm canceling my cable television. And you need to start prepping for that next phase in your life. Brian, what jokes did you write this week?
Why would I write jokes?
Exactly, because you're in step one. You're not writing any jokes. You're like, oh, I'm a fucking dickhead. I'm not going to write any jokes. Step two is all about writing jokes, getting that shit figured out, and then obviously step three is the biggest step. That's what's
profit.
Called
make it rich.
Step three is the great divide. You need to go. You need to go away from the things you're comfortable with, the things you're safe with, and you need to go somewhere where you can make your dreams a reality. Brian.
With fake guns.
With fake guns. And one day Brian will be in a bar taking a drink. Gulp, gulp, gulp. Oh yeah, I know Jake. He's a piece of shit. Gulp, gulp, gulp. While I'm on television, I'm doing all this shit. I'm talking in really long run-on sentences that everyone likes. Everyone loves run-on sentences, Brian.
Jake, when you're doing all those great things, I'm going to be your best friend.
And then you will.
Everyone hates you, I'm going to hate you too.
I bet you will.
I'm going to make it rich off of your downfall. That's my plan. That's my step three. That's my step three.
We're in prep phase.
You know what, Brian? We need to know what your dreams are. This is the Gleavers and Mike Steele.
Nice!
What?
Glee poems.
I really kind of hate this.
We
Shanna,
need to...
After... secret show.
Well, no, because we all dream, man.
Everyone
are dreaming.
Yeah, don't you dream? Like I dream. I want to be on television. I want to be a comedian. I want to write movies. I want to make movies. Like, I really.
Dreams, your dreams are relevant to what you
want
to do.
Although, one. Those are my real dreams. That's what I want. I want to do that. I want to.
Your real dreams are your little.
I got mad at Brian a couple weeks ago.
Well, actually, I did have a literal dream about that, but go ahead, Jim.
We were working in the morning listening to Childish Gambino, and I said something to him about, I was like, oh, yeah, he was a writer on 30 Rock before he was, like, 26. And then Brian's like, huh, you better get going. And I was like, fuck you. I was like, fuck yourself, Brian, piece of shit.
So I told a joke, and it's not funny.
I was like, fuck you, Brian, asshole.
So clearly my dream is to one day be funny enough. Or Jim actually thinks my joke is funny when it's relevant.
I was just sensitive, Brian.
Wow.
It just hit close to home. You know how jokes hit close to home sometimes, and then you don't think it's funny?
Yeah, Brian, like, don't you, like, you know, so what if someone does it younger? We're who we are. We're just who we are. That's all we can be. We can't go back in time now, Brian. We're in step two, you shithead. What are you doing? Chilling in step one. You know what step one is? Hating on everybody who's in step two and three. Hate, hate, hate. Oh, I'm hating on you, Jake. What are you doing? Everything you want in life. Hate, 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 hate. Hating on Jim. Hating on Jim because he's got his shit together. Don't let Brian take you down, Jim. This is what Brian does.
I don't understand what I did. So I brought champagne and then I set myself up for some sort of freaky intervention.
No one's having an intervention against you.
We're just talking.
For my life goals.
We're just talking because we're all, even though he's talking about these steps, we're all in the same spot.
Yeah.
We're all trying to figure out where we're going. It's just in general.
Generally, I'm going to ride somebody I know as coattails. I'll drive. I'll be the fucking driver, all right? I'll be Turtle.
If we ever did
something.
I'll be
a funnier, good-looking, better-looking.
If we ever did something, Brian would be there, for sure. Brian.
But you gotta bring me along. I gotta develop some sort of drug problem that you can make fun of later.
Oh, I would love it if you had a drug problem. That'd be awesome. Man, a drug problem would be cool too.
I'd get a low budget drug problem though. I wouldn't do anything too expensive. No coke.
I'd have a high budget drug problem.
Well, yeah, if you're the guy making the money, you deserve the high budget drug problem. And see how I'm coming at you with this already?
Yeah.
I'm setting you up where you get the coke problem. Now, maybe, Brian, I'll just do crack.
Now, why do your friends think you're on pills, Brian?
Why does everyone think you're on drugs, Brian?
Brian's friends think that he has a pill addiction.
Don't say friends. Just people that I very rarely
hang out with. Come on, Kozer boy. You hang out with him a lot.
Because apparently if I'm not in a great mood, that means I'm on drugs. Duh. You can't apparently ever not have a good time and not be on drugs. I don't know. You would think that, like, all the anti, like, being on pills and all that stuff, like, carried any weight with somebody, but they're just like, no, you're on drugs. I'm like, oh, okay, well, that
makes Brian's
sense. I like your logic there.
Brian's,
I had a bad day.
Good acquaintance thinks that he's on pills. He's like, yeah, it must be nice on pills. What did he say to you?
Oh, he was just saying something about when I got in the accident, like, who also did nothing to try and, like, you know, help out. I don't really want to go too in depth, but
point, you don't have to get into specifics.
I'll say the point is, who the fuck are you to tell me because I had a bad, like, bad day that I'm on drugs? That was pretty insulting.
Well, Ixtapa's saying, to be fair, you're always angry.
What drug?
What the fuck does that matter? I was like five. I was like in fifth grade when I was angry.
What, Brian?
I wasn't
what
on drugs then?
What drugs are you on currently?
None. I drink alcohol today.
Are you? So you're drinking alcohol? Are you smoking?
No.
You're not smoking?
I don't even smoke weed. I don't even.
What about pills? Are there any pills that you're taking?
No, Jake. It makes me sick. I think I've already told you about that.
Now, Kristen's point is that if you were happy, she would think you're on drugs. So there you go.
Exactly.
Good point.
And that is a great point. Because then I probably wouldn't drink alcohol, which would also make me happier. Because when I'm in the worst moods, I'm hungover as balls. Jake knows.
But when you're drunk, you're having a good time, right?
Well, while I'm drunk, I'm having a great time. But afterwards, I'm suffering the consequences and repercussions.
Is this the Glee one too? Nice. Yes.
And Mike's still bringing it back to reality. This is the Glee version of this song, everyone. Get it on get it on iTunes.
Get that shit on iTunes. Volume 3, The Showstoppers. Go ahead, Brian. Now, but what pills do you think you're on? You did take something as a goof.
Something as a goof?
Well, you took a Loratab or something, right?
Oh, I Which had is just one a... Loratab.
Now,
ever.
Loratabs, I'd never heard of Loratabs until I came out here, but apparently everyone's all about
That's
Loratabs.
That's a big one, yeah.
That's What is it?
It's a pill.
It's a pain.
What's
it's
a
like
pain?
A pain
yeah, it's a painkiller.
Okay, okay.
And some people are on them all the time because it makes them feel good.
But, like, not one, multiple most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, for me, almost every pill I've ever taken puts me right to sleep.
Yeah, or it makes me sick.
Yeah, I don't get sick. I just go to
bed. I usually throw up. So, like, I'll take one. I could generally take about one Lortab before or after anything. Before eating, after eating, and I'll just throw up.
You know, I took a Xanax once.
That'll fuck you up.
Dude, it made me so fucking chill. I took a Xanax, and I was going with the flow with everything.
Love and life.
I was worried about going to the dentist because I get a lot of pain when I go to the dentist, and this dentist prescribed me with like two Xanax pills. Seriously, he wrote a prescription, two Xanax pills. He's going to the dentist. He's a faggot. So he wrote me a prescription for two Xanax, and I took them before going to the dentist. And fuck, man, I was the most agreeable person that day. I was just fucking flowing with everything. The dentist could have been like, no, I'm going to put my dick in your mouth. I'd be like, yeah, whatever you want to do, man.
Here's some Novocaine. Yeah, whatever.
I'm going to come on your face. Well, come on my face if you want, man. You're a dentist. Oh, man, that shit is good. I understand people who are on that.
Now, this is surprising.
But isn't that like an anti-anxiety pill, though, kind of, though?
Yeah,
that's different.
Yeah, yeah. But that's, well, yeah, it's different, but it was still awesome.
Well, yeah, I would imagine. I'm always anxious.
Imagine having no inhibitions at all. Like, imagine taking even someone with no inhibitions, like Jeff, fucking even push that up even farther.
But, like, anyone that I know that, well, they usually are drinking. When they drink, they just pass out when they take Xanax.
Now, this is surprising. Top Hat says he's done ecstasy twice and enjoyed it. Now, I wouldn't expect that. I've never done ecstasy.
It's extremely enjoyable.
It's the best. It's actual ecstasy.
It's awesome.
Mike,
it's awesome.
Mike Steele, ecstasy.
Really?
Have you taken ecstasy, Mike Steele?
I had never done a drug, and I don't plan on it.
You don't take pills?
The only pills I take are my migraine meds.
You don't be eating no Klonopin?
Nope.
You want a Klonopin, Mike? You want one?
I didn't take a single painkiller after I got hit by that drunk driver because I was worried about having any issues with him.
No perks?
Especially no perks. Well, a couple perks.
Dude. Ecstasy is tough. I mean, I don't regularly take ecstasy, but ecstasy is amazing. There's something incredible.
Love Lady Gaga?
It's a special occasion Jake Sprague drug.
It is a special occasion Jake Sprague drug.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard you say.
What?
That you've done ecstasy.
Really? Yeah, I mean, but it's hard. Obviously, Mike, I can't talk to you about drugs because you're so anti-drug.
And a square.
So I can't talk to you about
it. Who would rather have a vagina than a penis?
When you were telling me that story of how you guys magically walked into a concert outside, was that when you took ecstasy?
Yeah, it was. Right. Yeah.
What happened? You guys got a room?
We got a room at the this hotel in town, the Cannery. Uh-huh. We just needed to be...
Highbrow.
We needed to be out of our house that we had for a time.
I don't understand why.
Yeah, Brian. Yeah.
Don't get it. It's a fantastic house. It's probably still up for sale. 2516 Corlin Drive, 89166.
Close on the zip.
Yeah, that's my old zip code. I got to change it a little bit.
But anyway, so we go to the Cannery because we wanted to have a night away. Uh-huh. And we had this ecstasy that we hadn't taken. We decided to take it.
Expired ecstasy.
And it turns out that Bad Company was doing a concert at the Cannery. And we had
these two high assholes just went down there.
No, dude. So we were there was a balcony in our room or whatever.
Now, for people that don't know, Bad Company do the song "Bad Company" by Bad Company on the album Bad Company.
Dude, it's the best. Yes. Honestly, seriously, if you don't know Bad Company,
and you guys had like a perfect
dude, it was right there.
Yes.
It was right fucking there. Our balcony. You walked out, and it was like we were closer than some of the audience to watching Bad Company sing Bad Company.
Off the album Bad Company.
Dude, they had other songs. Every song you've ever heard is sung by Bad Company, by the way. They've sung every classic rock hit.
They're like the grassroots.
It was so awesome because we thought someone was just playing music. And so we opened like the back balcony, and it's like, oh my god, there's a mime.
You know what?
Oh my
god, there's a band playing just for us.
I was gonna say, you know what I'm, you know what I'm more amazed by? The fact that the cannery has balconies.
Dude, it was awesome.
It was awesome.
Why? Well, you guys must have spent like at least $100 to get this balcony.
It was like $40. And then we watch a Bad Company concert. But the interesting thing that that ecstasy does to you is ecstasy, you're in a state of unbelievable calm. It's like unbelievable calm and unbelievable happiness. It's not something I would recommend that anyone do consistently, because it will just take you out of reality completely. It's like any drug. If you do any drug constantly, it's gonna fuck up your entire life, because
now
you,
you're just thinking about,
yeah,
if I was on this drug,
yeah, now you just think like, oh man, this drug
because even
me
the
feel
people
this.
like they say, you know, marijuana is not habitual,
right,
or addictive I should say. But there are people that are like, oh, I gotta watch this movie on weed, or I gotta do this. Oh, I wish I was high.
Honestly,
it's the same thing.
Dude, marijuana is absolutely addictive. I don't know. I think that's a false claim. It's absolutely addictive because people get addicted to the way that something makes you feel. Whether it's drinking or drugs, you get addicted to the way that makes you feel, and you want that to be your norm. And people who constantly do ecstasy, like, it's a powerful drug, because you can't do that drug and not be happy. It's impossible.
I was gonna say, like, the nice thing about like ecstasy is like you can't have a bad experience. There is no bad experience.
It's not like
ecstasy.
A bad trip like on
never,
shrooms or
never,
something.
Never,
it's
ever.
Not possible.
It's, I've never ever had.
It's not like, oh my anything. God, I feel so good, I'm crazy.
No, there's no craziness involved. There's no like bad feelings, there's no paranoia, there's no, it's just like happiness.
And then fucking bad, because even bad company, because if you're on shrooms, you're like, oh my god, bad company, there's bad people coming, bad things are happening, what the fuck,
it's bad company till the day he dies, there's death and murder.
And he's constantly surrounded by this bad company.
It was really amazing, honestly, like having like a live performance, like awesome. They sounded awesome. They played every single song. We knew every single word. It was crazy.
It was pretty insane. But I mean, honestly, every time I've ever done ecstasy has been amazing. For the most part, it's just, I don't know. It's a really weird one, because you can't have a bad time.
Now, I've never done shrooms, neither.
I've never done shrooms, either.
Me neither, but I'd like to.
It's, that's a weird one, because those are the ones that get into
maybe, like, not cool, or...
Well, those are the ones that get into the back of your mind. Like, those are the ones that bring out everything inside of you, you know? Because everyone has bad thoughts. Those are the ones who pull the bad thoughts out of you.
I don't know many people that have had like
bad trips.
Yeah, I don't. I honestly don't know many people that have had bad trips on shrooms. Hmm. Most of the time, it's just kind of like happy, silly, fun.
Yeah. Which is like, if you want that, just do ecstasy. Not that I think you should.
No, just do it.
But if you want to do it,
then go ahead.
Then go ahead. I remember Brian was probably the first person who got me to ever take a pill.
Really?
Yeah, it was, I think it was like a Lortab or something like that.
Maybe. I probably threw up shortly after, which is my favorite. Like, I was into it, like, I liked the idea of it, but I couldn't do it because it would always make me sick.
I'm not
such a bummer.
I don't like pills.
I'm surprised Jared didn't try and get you to take pills.
No, he never did.
Really?
Well, it was probably at the green carpet house then.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I was going to say, so that was when I was, like, out of high school, like, living on my own.
Yeah.
It was lame, like, because none of the drugs... The only pills I could ever take, like, with any kind of okayness was like a soma. So I'd just be sitting there.
Oh, you know what? It was a soma.
Yeah, it was like a muscle relax. So I'm just sitting there like, man, I'm high, but I wasn't high. I was just relaxed for the
first time
for the first time in like 10 years.
You made me take a soma.
It's like I feel like a normal person. This is great.
And then we went to the Albertsons, which is right there.
Yeah.
We went to that Albertsons, and I fucking bought a ton of goldfish. Do you remember that? I was just like walking through the aisles. You guys had to find me, and I just had a bunch of goldfish, and I was like, I'm buying these.
It makes sense. It makes sense.
This is what I'm doing.
Dude,
at this
that house, it was the most ridiculous. It was probably like the best slash worst time of my life. It was so much fun, but at the same time, I fucking hated everybody.
Yeah.
Because I hated, you hate living with people where you would want to go home and be like, I just want to hang out and sit and like think. I remember you, me and you would just sit in my room like nerds on my laptop listening to like
Mitch Hedberg.
Mitch Hedberg and yeah, yeah. Dane Cook.
Yeah, that was weird.
I was like, everyone's, there's this huge party going on, and me and Jake are just sitting there listening to stand-up comedy. Like, yeah. I was like, I really don't want to be down there. And Jake's like, I kind of don't either tonight. Because, like, we would drink a shitload, but I need, like, one or two nights to actually fucking be a normal human being.
Do you remember, Brian, when you were, like, the pussy king? Brian Garcia, by the way, seriously got every girl. For the shortest amount of time.
It was the shortest. It was the shortest.
Look at that kisser right there.
There you go.
Every girl was in love with Brian Garcia.
He's
there was
the perfect blend.
I think it was because I was such a huge fucking asshole.
You
in
were
high school
a dick
for so long that everyone saw dick. Me drunk. Like, even in high school when I'd go to parties, like, anybody would be like, man, you're so much nicer when you're drunk. And I'm like, you're so much shittier when I'm drunk.
He's the perfect blend of American and Mexicano.
Yeah.
It's true.
You're rebellious,
I'm
Brian.
Not Mexican at all, but I have, like, you know, dark features, which is pretty nice. I have no culture as far as Mexican. I wish I spoke Spanish, though, because that would fuck white people up. And Mexicans. I hate Mexicans that speak... They all talk shit about me in Spanish.
They all be talking shit, huh?
They do. They're like, this guy. This fucking guy. Trying to look like us, but he's not.
I think that was Jake's appeal, too, was the jerk.
It is the jerk. That's what chicks like, unfortunately. And
well,
then
it's
they like
Jake
me.
Always talks about the neck.
But I'm not really a jerk, so then when I stop being a jerk, it's just it doesn't work anymore. You're just like, ah.
The weird thing is
you're
you
nice.
Know, like all the girl advice and stuff like that I've given on the show, all of it's kind of like a lot of it's a joke. But
it's
some
it's semi true.
It's all exaggerated, yes. But you know what? It's also semi true, but it has nothing to do with a strategy or a plan. It's just simply
be a dick.
How I am naturally. It's just who I was. I was never the kind of person who would be impressed by all these dumb little sluts running around. Like, I had to be afraid to talk to them. I wasn't afraid to talk to them. Not only was I not afraid to talk to them, I wasn't afraid to make fun of them to their faces because I wasn't scared. I think that's the biggest thing. Everyone's just so scared of women.
Being afraid of a girl that's a slut is probably the
Wait,
most...
Wait, what did you say?
Other than
a girl slut?
A girl that's a slut.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I get, as far as what he was talking about, like, a girl that, like, is just, like, good-looking but it's a whore, it's like, I'm only afraid for the scientific and disease-ridden reasons. Those are the best reasons to be afraid and the only reason why, I would assume. It works. Being a dick works. It's unfortunate.
Now, is it being a dick or is it your confidence... That
I'm,
actually,
I'm,
it's
I'm,
you being a dick, but it comes off as you're being confident.
I was gonna say, I guess if it comes off as being confident, I'm literally just a dickhead to girls. So just pat them on the head and rub their head like they're retarded. I guess they like that. I didn't know. I found out, I guess, later on when I graduated that they were into that or they thought that I was cool. But in high school, no one really liked me. And then, like Jake said, for the shortest 3 months ever, for the shortest summer, chicks kind of liked me. And then they all went and did better things and met real people.
Like they, who'd they meet?
I don't fucking know. Not me. Not the Geek Squad. Who'd they meet? 2010
2010 Who'd they meet? Patrick McClane.
They're all lonely and single.
There yeah. you go. They're lonely, miserable women.
And their biological clock is ticking.
They're probably lesbians. In all honesty,
they turned lesbian.
I turned them lesbian. Yeah.
They're like, if I can't have Brian, I can't have anyone.
They're
any
lesbos.
That makes sense. See, Dana knows.
Yes.
She's in that, like, whatever kind of website, they overstock.com, I suppose.
Yes.
Oxygen Channel. They're talking about me. I know there's a thread. There's a thread for Brian Garcia.
All the time, daily.
They're just like, Brian, he was a dick. It was so attractive, but now I like vagina.
Yep.
Now I like Mike's vagina. Dude, he is serious. into this thing.
Mike is in on something right now.
Dude, he's like on the internet. He heard me. He's wearing a headset. Is his headset not working? Are his ears not working? Never mind.
No, he's just ignoring you, I guess.
Yeah, you're ruining the bit.
What's up?
Shut up.
What's going on?
What are you doing, Mike Steele?
Fucking doing some sleuthing.
Sleuthing?
Matt sleuthing!
Fucking, you're not a spy.
Oh, I'm sleuthing.
What would an FBI agent need you for?
Dude, I'm the best. I'm a hero.
Are you on like different servers, like Warcraft servers or something?
Nah.
What are you doing?
I'll do. I can tell you guys as soon as we're off air.
All right. Okay.
Oh, my computer died.
Plug it in. Where'd the music go?
That's you. That's you.
What are we talking about?
What were we talking about? I think we were talking about
this is the medley. It's an entire journey medley, dude. Fucking finale. Season finale.
I downloaded all the Glee songs the other day.
Is this Glee stuff?
Yes, I downloaded all the songs the other day.
Dude, Glee is great. I like that show. I'm not gonna lie.
I hated it.
This is how
Brian. Well, not on this very show.
This is how it's odd that I'm such an asshole. I'm a very normal, nice person when I'm not around other people. When I am by myself, I am very nice and happy.
Not on this very show, but on the Jim and Them show. I shit on this show, on Glee. And then I watched it on Hulu.
I like Glee.
But I realized...
it's the gayest show I've ever liked.
The thing about Glee
Hands
is
down.
I don't know
Chitty
any...
Bang bang
I don't
too,
know really life. Any character's name. I know there's gay kid, wheelchair kid, black girl, football guy, singer girl.
I know Finn.
Cheerleader chicks.
Finn, but that's
you know Finn and Quinn because their names sound like
Finn
that.
But Finn is Oz from fucking American Pie, though. Same kid.
Wheelchair kid is
Artie Abrams.
He's
Chris Klein.
Oh, what the gay kid is... Hold on, nobody tell me. The gay kid's name...
I don't know. I really don't know what the gay kid's name is.
The gay kid's name...
It's the... like
well, I know his real name is Chris
Colfer. I know his dad is Mike O'Malley.
His dad is Mike O'Malley.
And Mike O'Malley's really good in this show.
By the way, wasn't that a great episode?
Wait,
that first episode?
Who's Mike O'Malley?
A couple times with Mike O'Malley.
That when he comes in and he's like, he doesn't care that he's gay. He's just happy that he's like a...
He has some good moments in the later
There's some really
too,
good,
yeah.
like, he my kid's gay moments.
Yeah.
Who is Mike O'Malley?
Because, dude, Mike O'Malley.
Remember the guy who hosted Guts?
The Agro Crack?
He used to host Guts. And he's the gay dad. He's the ball guy. That's his.
Is there
the
any non-Nickelodeon references?
Yeah, his name's Kurt. Jake.
He was on King of Queens. Oh, Kurt, you're right.
He's on King of Queens.
Oh, that's what
Wait,
it is.
No,
Kurt.
What did he do on King of Queens?
Oh no, he was on. He was
the Mike O'Malley
Queens.
Show. He was on.
Yeah, that show where his
I don't want to know about his own show.
No, it was a Mother Dear. My mother.
Yes, dear.
Yes, dear.
Says Kristen.
Yes, dear.
So
yeah, Kurt's the gay guy. Rachel's the diva.
Wait, but what person on Yes, Dear?
Mike O'Malley has another great moment when
you guys are the worst
because he's the gay kid's dad.
Who cares?
But he runs a fucking car mechanic place.
Yeah.
And then someone calls. He answers the phone. He's like, "Hey, Mike O'Malley is car mechanic," and they're like, "Your son's a faggot," and they hang up.
That would happen.
That would happen.
No, it wouldn't.
But he's
small
like,
town America. I believe that would happen.
He's not used to that shit, you know. But he doesn't care. That's his son. He doesn't give a shit.
Now, what are you saying, Brian?
Yeah, you're saying something.
I don't know who Mike O'Malley is, and now I don't even care. Fucking
sit dude,
on
he
that.
Hosted Guts. You didn't watch Guts as a kid?
Maybe I did. Childhood? I was a kid. I didn't even pay attention to
Global
shit.
Global Guts, the Agro Crag.
What? What? Agro Crag sounds familiar.
You get to go home with a glowing piece of the rock.
Yeah, that all sounds familiar. I thought that's the same guy. Is that the guy that hosts the Food Network show?
I don't know what he does.
No,
he's
that's
just a guy.
Mark Summers.
That's Double Dare. I know that. I got that reference. I made my own reference that I got.
He's just some dude, man. Don't worry about it.
All right. Well, is he? Okay, in Yes, Dear, is he the dark-haired guy?
I've never seen
He's the
yes
husband
dear.
That's the fuck up.
Okay, so now I know who he is. Yeah. Thank you. He's the dick guy. He's the brother or brother-in-law.
Yeah, he's the guy
he's
the show is based on.
It's a horrible show, but I know I've seen it.
He's the everyman, basically.
Yeah, he's Mike O'Malley.
Mike O'Malley, the everyman.
Is that his real name?
Yes.
He's a douche.
No, no, he's a good seriously, guy. Seriously, I don't know people on Glee. I don't know their names. There's fucking wheelchair kid, gay
that's
kid,
Artie.
Black
Artie
girl,
Kurt, Mercedes.
You got black girl.
Oh, Mercedes.
You
I knew that one.
Gay kid. You yeah, got Kurt. Teacher guy.
That's
hold on.
Will Schuster.
Schuster. Yeah, I knew that one too.
What's
who else
the way
is
that,
it? You got
the way
two cheerleader chicks.
Hold
you
on.
Got, you got Asian girl.
Asian girl's name is.
She's deaf. I know that.
Felicity Huffman.
It's Santana.
Is it real? How do you know their names?
Dude,
I
watch
the show.
I don't
watch the show.
I don't
I've
care as much.
20
as you
something
do
episodes. I don't know their names.
That's true. I don't care either.
I fucking love Glee.
There's Piano Guy. You don't know Piano Guy's name, I bet.
No, but he's the best.
No,
he's got a beard and he's always there.
Piano Guy is pretty cool. I like the teacher. What was the song
what,
he
you,
sang to that girl
on.
not to get her to like him anymore?
Don't you know, stand so.
Yeah.
Don't stand
singing
so.
A song,
close
singing a
to
song
me
to a girl always works well.
Let me challenge
to get
Mike
them to
Steele.
Not like you.
What's Dancing Asian Guy's name then?
I don't know. Does he have a name?
I don't know. I just know him as Dancing
yeah
Asian Guy.
I just know him as Dancing Asian Guy too.
Kristen says Mike Chang. She knows their name.
Oh, is it Mike? No, Mike Chang is.
Kristen's cheating.
Is it?
Kristen's cheating.
I have no
time
clue.
I don't think. I don't know.
I know him as Dancing Asian Guy. There's Dancing Asian Guy. There's Mohawk Guy.
That's Puck.
There's Puck, yeah.
Puck. Wait. Oh, dude.
Puck was the one who got Quinn pregnant.
The man whore.
Quinn does not have a good voice.
Yeah, hers is one of the.
They just put her on there because she's
they
hot.
They make her seem like retro, like 50s songs.
No, they
it's
just
so
put
weird
her on there because she's hot. That's it. That's all they do.
I'm
going to throw this beer at you. I think it was what I was trying to say.
Wait, black guy? What black? Kristen says she doesn't know the name of the black guy. I don't
there's
black
no
guy
black guy
no
in Glee.
There's
a black guy.
There's Dancing Asian Guy and Dancing Black Guy. They were the two people that
you
came
can't
from the
be,
ball.
You
I remember Dancing Asian Guy had a friend. I don't remember.
Yeah, Dancing black
black
Guy.
You can't be singing and dancing and being white and having a black guy around because you're
dude,
not going to have a good time.
Dude, they get crunk too sometimes. They don't care.
I think his name is Extra 3. Not even
and,
one or two.
Well, I know Britney's name is Britney because she's going to do the Britney Spears episode.
Yeah, her name's Britney.
Yes.
Yeah, she's the best.
What?
Yeah.
Who's Britney?
Britney and Santana
the
dumb, are the two cheerleaders.
The dumb whore cheerleader.
But yeah, she's the ditzy one, the blonde.
I don't even care. Yeah. I'll probably just TiVo the episode.
All right, moving on.
Interesting fact, Puck's real name is Noah.
I don't even know why they gave all
his
these.
His nickname is Puck because his last name is Puckerson.
Oh, yeah,
understand.
But he's a Jew.
I don't understand. But isn't he Hispanic?
He's a Jew.
Yeah, he says he's a Jew.
Because what's her name? Rachel
is a Jew.
Wants to date another Jewish boy.
He's an odd-looking Jew. Well, you know what? None of these characters should have real names. They should all just be numbers and what they do.
I don't think any. Well, I
ethnic
really
person number six.
But I
Mercedes.
Realizing that I don't know their names, there's genius in casting because you don't need to know their names. You
yeah
just need to know black girl, Asian girl, wheelchair kid, gay kid, mohawk guy, good singer girl.
Notice none of the things you said was smart person.
And I know exactly every
you know,
I'm not even like at a second I'm like, wait, does he mean blah 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 or
if
blah,
you're
blah,
talking
blah
to someone else, they know exactly who you're talking about. Because you're like, oh yeah, the two
wait,
cheerleader
which wheelchair
chicks
kid?
The two cheerleader chicks, the pregnant girl, they all have defining elements. That's the genius behind it.
It's true.
Paralyzed guy in bed who can sing. Main
wait,
dude.
Have you seen that one yet, Jim?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I saw
okay
that one. I didn't like paralyzed guy.
There was really a paralyzed guy in
yeah
bed that could sing.
But he had a heart of gold and a great sense of humor.
He was taking singing lessons. He couldn't sing very well.
Okay. Well, you better not, because I'm not even paralyzed and I can't sing for shit. So I'd be a little annoyed. All
right, what else is happening?
Is this the Glee version of this song?
Yeah, it is. Are you popping that Frozen shit or what?
Dude, I don't know if this Frozen shit will pop. It is pretty seriously frozen.
Is it frozen inside?
Yeah, I'll open it and pour half of a glass for that one lucky person.
Heard an old
why would
song
you freeze this, first of all?
Because I wanted to. I didn't think it could freeze.
I'm surprised. What? It's champagne. It's like nothing.
Yeah, but booze can't freeze.
True. Yeah, like alcohol can't freeze. This is champagne.
Yeah, there's alcohol in there.
This is the finest of champagnes. This is one step above a Miller High Life, by the way.
You popping that shit?
Well, I'm gonna make the noise with it, maybe.
Wait, hold on.
I just want the top to break off.
I'm surprised it didn't explode in your freezer, to be completely honest.
You gonna pop that?
Ready?
Yep.
It's gonna just go...
I beat you.
It's just gonna be like a rotten fart and just go...
Make sure you're leaning to the mic with the telephone.
Oh! It popped like a motherfucker! Oh!
Going everywhere!
Oh no!
That's
my phone is inundated with this.
Secret champagne show.
Secret champagne show, Brian. You asked for it, bitch.
Oh yeah, for people that don't know, Kevin is in the hospital.
Secret champagne show. Yeah.
See, all right.
He may be having surgery tomorrow.
Is he alright?
I don't know. He's in pain. Gallstones.
Really?
Yes, yes.
But he'll be okay, probably.
Who knows?
Oh.
Don't be too positive.
Well, I think I should be positive for him. I hope he's okay.
But they may take his gallbladder out? I don't know.
Oh, I heard you don't need that.
But then again, they don't take gallbladders out these days. Or do they?
I probably do.
Endoscopic surgery with ultrasound, says We Hit and Run on Twitter.
They can take your heart out right now. I'm pretty sure gallbladder is no big deal.
Top Hat says we don't seem very drunk.
I'm feeling pretty fucking good.
Yeah, you don't seem very drunk, Top Hat.
Straight up, honestly, I did straight piss. Up. I did piss.
I have to piss. I'm going to go right now.
All
right. Pour me a bottle of that. Shit. That bubbly.
Well, I'm not concerned. It's not my fault.
No, fuck you, Brian.
Pour me some of that ice cold shit.
There's literally maybe half of a shot.
Yes. Why?
Whatever I thought we had just got.
Yeah, it's all right here. You want to fucking take a sip?
We can wring out this tablecloth for you.
Yeah, your mother.
Mm, well, she won't do that. She's not here. Mm. Not currently in the room. Wow.
Me and you.
I don't get it.
So, pretty pussy whipped, huh, Brian?
Always.
What's up? You like that pussy, huh? Like pussy?
No.
Like pussy so much you get a whipped for it? Is that what it is?
Sure.
It's a big rumor.
Is it the rumor? There's all these rumors that you're making up right now.
There's a rumor that you're all pussy whipped.
Keep going with these rumors, Jake. I enjoy them.
Pussy whipped Brian.
That's a good rumor. It's pretty solid and has a lot of good sources.
There's sources. What, are you going to you gonna make me tell the truth?
I'm going to go ahead and confirm all of them.
I just assume you're pussy whipped because I haven't seen you in so long.
And I do stuff. I'm doing pills, my friend.
That's true.
Busy buying and selling pills. While everyone's worried about the Dow Jones... I'm something.
Yeah, you have nothing to do with it.
I'm not being involved. They make stuff. I'm the human element of the drug trade.
Delicious champagne.
All over the table.
Did you find some?
I've got some in my glass.
Nice.
That was previously had champagne. It's hideously warm.
Someone says, hope Jim washed his hands. How often...
Not at home, I don't wash my hands. Now, hold on. I'm in my own home.
This isn't a question... I mean, I know the answer for you, Brian, but how often does everyone wash their hands after they go to the bathroom? Jim?
At public restrooms, always.
Mike?
Every single time.
Dana?
Every time.
Brian?
I wash my hands when they feel dirty. All the time, my friend.
Yeah. Okay, I wash my hands when they feel dirty, too, and it is not every time. Not at all.
I've washed my hands and then went to the bathroom and then washed my hands right after that.
Me too.
I don't understand all this hand washing. I don't wash my hands every time I go to the bathroom.
You're going to get sick. You're going to get sick from washing your hands.
I've been pretty borderline healthy.
No, you're fucking too... We were actually talking about Brian last week.
We were.
You're too fucking germ conscious. You're going to get sick.
I'm not germ conscious.
Yes,
it's
you
dirt.
Are.
It's dirt. I can feel the dirt. And when I wash my hands,
you can't, feel the dirt, Brian.
Yes, you can.
You can't feel the dirt in the
crazy.
Oh, you're
kidding yourselves. If you can't feel the dirt. Every time I wash my hands, there's black shit in the sink. And I'm just sitting there touching other perverts' computers because everyone's
Kristen's saying you touch your dick. So what? It's that hack comic bit about how, yeah, your dick's clean as shit.
No, what's wrong with touching my dick?
It's
I'll touch
not
my
out in the
dick
dirt.
Right now.
Yeah, it's not out in the dirt all day.
It's not in the dirt. It's in there being
all good.
Sweaty and moist.
My dick doesn't get sweaty. My balls do.
No, what's the matter with
They're
touching my
attached.
Dick? What's the matter with touching
my dick?
Well,
I'm not going to touch my dick and not touch my balls, Jim. It's you just got to. They get jealous.
I just don't understand all the hand washing people.
Yeah, it's
wash
it's bad
your hands.
For you. It's bad.
No,
it's bad.
No, antibacterial, like,
it Germ-X. Kills your fucking immune immunities.
No, Germ-X shit is bad for you. Listen,
yeah, what? The fucking, that shit you buy for work?
I buy it for you
sanitizer.
Guys. Because you guys are fools and you think that does anything. No, you have to wash your hands. Because you know what? My hands feel dirty. I put Germ-X on. They just feel like I move the dirt all around my hands. And then
Fine.
I wash them
yeah.
and then all the dirt's gone.
You're such a dumb dickhead.
You guys are all retards, dude.
You can't feel the dirt. You're
Do
fucking
you know
making it up in your head.
Danny,
Ryan.
You know what I'm talking about,
yes,
right? You wash the dirt off.
Yes.
The dirt comes off. It really does. You see it and it's physically there.
Yes.
Kristen says, don't touch your dick, then shake my hand. I don't want to fucking shake your hand regardless.
I don't purposely.
Yeah, I don't want to shake anyone's hand. Go fuck yourself.
Very true.
Good point.
I'll be touching my dick all day. I don't care.
You can't feel the dirt coming from the
you
chat.
You can feel the dirt.
You can't
I'd rather
feel
have
the dirt, Brian.
I would
you,
rather have you touch your dick
you
than touch your mouth.
You can feel the dirt. You
can't touch your nasty ass mouth or
you
eyes.
You guys are all retarded if
you
can't
feel
it.
You can't feel the dirt, you asshole.
Well, then you're never going to be a dinosaur. Okay?
I won't be a dinosaur because I'll be living my life. Dinosaur bitch, blah, blah, blah.
Who's going to have the better
my
immune
life?
System?
Me.
Yep.
Me.
No, what are you talking about? I fucking touch my dick and then rub it in my own mouth. I'm
cares.
Immune
but that's
fuck.
You're immune to yourself, you fucking weirdo.
Yeah,
yeah but also
what
the
are
germs.
You immune to, asshole?
Everything. I touch my mouth all the time. Just like, ah!
Brian, you're not immune to shit.
Dude, I am super weird about certain things, but for some reason,
yeah, germs.
I'll get...
Yeah, germs.
That's it, and that's the thing. It's not germs, it's the dirt. I
you're
feel the
a germaphobe.
Dirt.
You don't feel the dirt.
You're
you
the guys, Howie Mandel of this
unless
group.
Unless you were
absolutely
a sandbox.
Not. Absolutely not.
Unless you're playing in a sandbox or making fucking
if you can't feel
mud
it,
clumps
if
thrown
you're telling
at girls.
Me that you can't sit there and feel that your hands are dirty, you guys are fucking retarded.
My hands feel pretty good right
you're
now.
When do they feel dirty, though?
So you're going to tell me...
Are you talking about after you
when
just...
When they're dirty. You've never... Oh, my God.
Are you talking about
I,
after
I,
you
I can't
just,
have a conversation with someone this
you
dumb.
Mean after you just change a tire? Yeah, they're dirty.
No,
are you talking
just
about
touch,
when you're
touch
like,
some
no,
stuff.
No, Brian's like, you're just sitting there, and you're like, oh, my God, my hands are dirty.
No, you're not just sitting there.
Yeah,
my hands are in my lap, and they get dirty. You touch some things. You touch two or three things, and they get sticky.
Two or three things? I touch a million things throughout the course of a day, Brian.
Yeah, and they're dirty.
But look at me. I'm fine, man.
No, I'm not saying... I'm not worried about getting sick. They just feel dirty. I just got to make them feel clean.
Brian, I'm fine.
You don't get it. You don't
Stop
get it.
Stop washing your hands. I'm
it's
totally
not, it's
cool.
It's not a germ or disease thing. It's a just feeling clean thing.
Brian, look at me.
Do you not feel sweaty? Do you ever feel sweaty?
I feel great.
You're fucking so stupid.
I constantly feel
God,
great.
God, I hate you.
You know what that's like, man? It's the best. I constantly feel great.
I'm with Brian. I don't know. I wash my hands every time I open like our registers. Every time I touch someone's face, I wash my hands. I wash my
you mean to tell me that when you touch cash, you don't feel like your hands are dirty?
Yes, it's disgusting.
No.
Yes.
That's outrageous.
You can't feel any
cash is the
so
dirty.
So every time
in
you
Las
touch
Vegas,
cash,
in
you're
Las
going
Vegas,
to wash your hands.
In
yes,
Las
I
Vegas
do.
Specifically.
That is absurd.
In Las Vegas specifically, cash has got to be the dirtiest means of transportation.
I don't disagree.
Ever.
But I'm not going to be like, oh, sorry, line of people. I got to go wash my hands.
Well, I don't do
back,
it immediately.
Take cash. Oh, shit, got to wash
I don't
my
do
hands.
It immediately. I'm just saying when I get a chance, I go wash my fucking hands.
Brian, this shit is in your head.
It's not
in my
head.
In your head. Wash your hands, Brian. Wash your hands, Brian. Wash your hands,
Brian. Give me that.
Wash
give me
hands,
my
Brian.
Camcorder
Brian,
back,
Brian,
and
Brian,
I will
Brian,
show
Brian,
you the
Brian,
dirt.
Brian, 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 wash your hands. Please, God, why won't I wash my hands? There are more customers. I need to wash my hands. I got to go. I got to go. I'm going to pretend I have a nosebleed.
Well, first of all, customers with dirty-ass hands can go fuck themselves. I'm not going to not wash my hands because of some dirty creeper. So that's retarded. Second of all, I will videotape every time I wash my hands. I promise you there will just be some dirt in the sink.
You got some dry ass hands, by the way.
Because I wash them on a regular basis.
Yeah, that's fucking dumb. Why do you have dry hands all the time? That must feel like
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, why don't you wear gloves? That's what Ixtaba is saying. You should just wear gloves.
Well, that's
yeah.
fucking insane. You're talking crazy right now.
Like, dude, I don't disagree. Yeah, money's dirty. You don't know where it's been. But... Gives a fuck.
Yeah.
I do.
God made dirt. Dirt don't hurt.
Brian,
clearly.
Don't you at one point in your life want to be like, oh man, why am I wasting so much time washing
my
hands?
It's not a waste of time. I'm validated every time I wash my hands and dirt is.
Are you like constantly licking your fingers or something? Where you're like, yeah, fuck, I can't lick my fingers now. Nom, nom, nom.
You eating Flamin' Hot Cheetos every minute of the day? Well, there's all the dirt. There's all the Flamin' Hot Cheeto dirt.
You guys are fucking so stupid. It's insane.
Not stupid.
I've never had a conversation with
you. You wash your hands
people.
Too much, man.
I
live
do not.
Your life.
I don't. You make it seem like it paralyzes me where I'm like it OCD
does.
About it.
It does.
I just wash them when they feel dirty.
Which is all the time. When you touch two or three
it's
things.
It's a large majority
one,
of the time.
One, two, three.
I'm in four. Public, in public, it's a lot of the time. Because in public, it's gross.
You wash
here,
your hands
I'm okay.
a lot in public.
Yeah, because public places are fucking nasty.
I'd rather wipe my ass in public than wash
well,
my
I
hands.
Will with a good toilet paper. Dana has something intelligent to say, unlike
I
you
don't
two retards.
Really.
No, just say you agree, and that's intelligent.
I do agree, but
there
I was
you
gonna
go.
Say, I was going to say.
Solid scientific facts.
What about with me? Because I touch people's faces all day.
That's gross.
It's weird.
I'll touch
so
people's pussies all day. I'll touch their assholes all day. I don't need to wash my hands. I'm a fucking G.
I don't know.
I'll touch their fucking. I'll touch their arms. I couldn't touch their legs. What? I mean, I'll touch everything about them.
I wouldn't want to touch random people's faces ever. By the way,
it is really weird.
People
it's
have
weird,
weird shit
really,
going
yes.
on. You don't understand.
Yes.
You don't think about it. You're just too stupid. It's
I
a higher
know,
intelligence.
Well, no, we think about it, but we're like, you know what? What doesn't kill me makes me stronger.
No, no.
Am I right?
No.
Absolutely.
You both act like it sits there and paralyzes me, like I can't move.
No, because
I'll
my immune
there.
System's like, oh, bring that shit. And yours is like, oh, clean me.
No, it's not my immune system. It's my brain telling me that this shit is disgusting. Get it off me. I'm above it.
Brian, what you got to understand?
Get on my level. Get on our
Brian.
Level. Yeah,
no.
Get on our level.
Yes.
You guys
Brian,
are down there.
I'm with
Brian, what you got to understand?
You're down here with the civilian class, and Dana and I are up here in this bourgeoisie sort of class where we're doing all kinds of shit, telling you what to do.
Brian.
Washing our hands.
No.
Inventing the bidet. Go fuck yourself.
You, Brian.
Yes, Brian, we're awesome.
You're constantly sick. You're a sickly person. That's what I've noticed about you. You're a sickly person.
The reason I haven't been on the show, I've been sick for at least the last 3 months straight. With some sort of, I don't know what, fucking dysentery or some shit.
You're a sickly fucking guy, Brian. You know when I'm sick once a year, right around sometime, mid to late November.
January.
You know why? Because I say, you know what, immune system? Have a day off. And
yeah.
then everything fucking gets
chill
me
pill.
At once.
He
Take
stops
a chill pill.
Taking his vitamin C pills. He gets sick for the week. Not because he's just actually getting sick. He just wants to let
I
everyone
want
know. He's human.
No, you know what? Because you know what's part of a good
we
immune system?
We would think
system?
You were a robot if you didn't do it, Jake, and we all appreciate
part
it.
Of a good immune system is getting sick once a year, sometime in November.
You
lose
just
your
catch
voice.
It. You just catch
yes,
it.
Yes, you just catch it because you tell your immune system, this is it. You've had enough. And Brian, the rest of the time, I am a fucking champion. I could get into the boxing ring any day of the week. You couldn't because of all your sickness.
The boxing ring.
The boxing ring, Brian. That's a common thing that people get into.
That's true. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Mm-hmm. You guys are all just dirty hand having assholes, and I'll never shake your hand.
You know, high five?
Not now. I would have before, but not now.
You should high five still. I've known you for years.
Do you walk around with like wet naps and shit to wipe
no,
your hands with?
No, I don't believe in any of that. You literally, for me, it's got to be soap and water.
Hold on.
Germex doesn't do it for me. It's,
Brian,
I still feel it. You're killing the germs with the dirt still on my
hold
hand.
Hold on.
That's what I get upset about.
How clean is your asshole? Be straight with us.
As clean as humanly possible.
As clean as humanly possible, Brian? Do you use some sort of wet wipe?
When I can.
When you can or all the time?
Well, not all the time, douche.
Interesting, because I do all the time.
Yeah, but after you wipe your asshole, you don't wash your fucking hands, so who cares? You sick bastard.
Actually.
No one gives a shit.
Actually, that's when I do wash my hands.
Yes.
That makes no sense.
No, it does make sense. When you wipe the shit, that's when you wash your hands, dick.
That's
you
the only time.
That's when you wash your hands, when you fucking go number two, bitch.
That's how I thought when I was in, like, third grade. I thought that. I was
guess
right
what?
There with you
guess
in third
what?
Grade.
You were fine in third grade. You were probably a cooler person. Because you weren't always worried about your hands.
You're retarded. That is my scientific argument. And Lil Wayne has something clever to say about you.
And you're all about those fucking plastic covers for your toilet.
Yeah, like us. You got that text. Of course you are. Because they're the same thing, and they make me feel just as good as everybody else that's going down in the airplane with their oxygen masks on, holding on to their life preserver fucking seats. They're dying anyway. It doesn't matter. But seriously, you've seen some of the people that take shits at Best Buy. You don't want to sit there and take a shit bare ass on that same toilet. They're fucking degenerates. Everyone's a degenerate. If I don't know you, you're probably a degenerate. Otherwise, I
everyone's the worst, right, Brian? Instead of the theory that all people are beautiful and incredible creations. No, wash your hands.
That's
though.
A stupid fucking theory.
Wash your hands, though. No, people aren't great. Wash your hands. Human race is terrible.
Yep.
Good luck.
Everyone but me is the worst.
Yeah. Wash your hands.
Hey, I'm not saying I'm not the worst. I'm just saying my hands are clean.
You know,
feel free to shake them.
Thomas Jefferson washed his hands all the time. Okay. Killed 9 million Indians. What up?
And they didn't die from some sort of white man disease because he had his hands clean. They probably died from bullets, and that's their fault. They should have got the fuck out of the way.
These goddamn fucking paper covers should not be the society norm. It's
dude,
the pussification
in
of
Minnesota,
America.
In Minnesota, you should move there. They're not the norm. I went to the Mall of America in Minnesota when I went there for a training. Not a single ass gasket to be seen in the entire mall. Guess how much toilet paper I fucking wasted. Fuck them.
Brian, don't you understand that these people are like, hey, maybe instead of taking the time to cover our toilet seat so we don't touch someone else's ass by some sort of weird osmosis, we should just live our lives. It's Minnesota, motherfucker. Vikings, bitch. They're worried about sports. Fuck you, Brian. You're living here in Las Vegas, no sports team. Of course, all you're doing is washing your stupid hands.
I'm just saying it makes sense. You gotta have some sort of barrier. The older I got, the more sense it made. I don't get why it doesn't. You guys have gotta grow up and stop wanting to be a T-Rex.
Yeah, I mean, I feel prejudiced against me because I don't use those things.
Interesting.
Like, you know what? If someone's in the bathroom and I go in the stall, and they're like, oh, I don't hear them crinkling the shit.
Interesting, bro.
Every now and then I'll just crinkle the paper like I took one. I didn't.
Wow.
Crinkle what paper?
No, do you see what you do to people like
him? I take three, or two to three.
Two to three.
Minimum two.
Are you serious?
Two
to three?
Got a double layer.
I hope you get some weird AIDS disease from something that could never give it to someone.
That's a horrible thing to say. And when I get it, I'm gonna take a crap on your toilet.
Top Hat said, unless you have open wounds on your thighs. Who the fuck has open wounds on their thighs?
Well, no, some of us have open wounds on our thighs.
I think war veterans and Navy SEALs, perhaps.
I constantly have open wounds on my thighs, but that's no biggie.
I just don't enjoy the idea. I don't know. I don't know what happened. Like, one day, I think I was totally like you guys and, like, you know, 10 years old. Same mindset.
The term is carefree. It's not 10 years old.
And then, well, 10 years old, carefree, similar thing.
You're going to have an ulcer from worrying about all these germs, man.
It's not like the germs get to me. Like, because I got over the germ thing. I'm not going to lie. I did have this germ thing for a small second, and it was the Discovery Channel's fault.
It was like 3 years.
No, it was literally like a day, and then I realized I couldn't stop it. Because on the Discovery Channel, they're like, if you take a hot shower, you're going to multiply these germs that are just naturally growing on you. So I took a cold shower that day. I was like, fuck that. Hot showers it is.
Well, yeah, you and I had to take some of the coldest showers known to man.
During the winter. At like 6 in the morning. That was the worst.
That.
The entire time being told the story that I don't know why.
Apparently, the gas line was getting worked on.
Someone didn't pay your gas bill.
That's we had a roommate at the time who did not pay our gas bill.
So your heat got turned off.
So,
but, like, denied it for a month. It was forever.
Dude, and we were like, seriously, at some point, they got to turn this gas back on. It is a living hell in here. I used to go to Dana's house before we were dating to use her shower before work.
Yes.
I just remember being like, I would turn it on because I lived downstairs by myself, so I'd like psych myself. I had to get up like half an hour earlier just to psych myself up. I turn on the water. I'm like, I don't even know why I'm turning it on. Doesn't even fucking matter. I'm just sitting there and it's running and I'm just standing inside the shower while it's beating down like a little bit in front of me. And I'm like, jump in, let it get me wet, jump back out. It was the worst. And then when I was done, shivering, running to my room, And the half hour extra that I had to start was just spent in the in my blankets trying to bring my temperature back down and back up to 98.6 so I could not die. Because I thought I was.
It's showering without gas. Like, you think you understand.
In the winter, it's not okay.
No, no, no. You think you understand what a cold shower is. You've never experienced a cold shower until you've not had your gas on. Every level that a shower can turn on,
that's true.
There is gas put into that fucking thing to make it warmer. You don't know what a cold shower is until you don't have gas, and it is fucking the worst.
I had just 2 days when we first moved here. Gas wasn't on until Monday because we moved on a Friday. Yeah, it was terrible.
It's so cold. It turned Brian's skin purple.
That's actually pretty true. I was fucking freezing. I was just like, like I said, the half hour was not a joke. I would sit there and try and get my shit back together for a half an hour, and then I'd show up to work, and they'd be like, "Oh, you're a little late." I'm like, "I'm alive, though."
It was,
and that would be the end of the conversation.
It was seriously a nightmare. It was like Auschwitz every day in that home. No, that's not true. It was more like Buchenwald, but it was bad.
It was pretty bad.
A lot of bad memories in that house.
There were good ones, though, but they were just... It was for about a span of, like, I would want to say 6 months.
It was, like, actually about a year. Yeah, it was about a year of really good stuff, and then it was bad stuff.
Was I around for this year? No, I only experienced
that.
No,
yeah, I don't think
you were around for all the bad stuff.
Pretty much, actually, as a matter of fact, as soon as you came along.
Yeah. A lot of bad things in my life.
Weird.
Yeah. We used to call you Down and Out Dana, and we didn't refer to you as Down and Out, just like the entire vibe of the place.
Weird.
Well, you know, you do stuff. you take away Jake Sprague. I start washing my hands compulsively.
So all this is my fault?
No.
Partially.
That's outrageous. Partially, yeah. Entirely no. That's just irresponsible of Jake. He's going to have to take a little bit of the blame.
Good to know. I mean, I was trying to ruin everyone's lives, so I'm glad
that
I succeeded.
You did a halfway decent job. Jake definitely gave you an assist.
Good.
But other than that, I mean...
She's good at ruining lives.
Jake's always telling me how good you are at ruining his.
Mike Steele, what are you doing over there?
Still doing a little bit of sleuthing. I'm sleuthing, man.
Oh, man.
I've been texting Tom back and forth. We're fucking trading info and intel.
Interesting.
We're trading intel.
Ugh.
I've already made a couple breaks.
Hell yeah, you did. Well,
if I get it, I'll be good.
Well, anything else? Is that the secret show?
I guess that's a secret.
No, let's just keep talking about more of our problems.
That's pretty much what the secret
show is. More specifically, my problems. So what else do you guys want to know?
What else are you here for, Brian?
I don't know.
You wanted to talk about your problems. That's why you came.
That was it.
Everyone wants to talk about their problems into a microphone.
Yeah,
that's
Brian,
a universal
thing.
Why
don't you hang out no more? Why don't you invite us over to your fucking new pad?
Yeah, Brian.
I invited you, Jim. Not you, because you live far.
Okay, that's a weird thing to say.
Well,
anyone else think that's a weird thing to say?
Well, hold on. Remember that party we went to, and then we didn't invite Jake because we thought because he lived far away. Well, Chris Shepherd's graduation.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
It ended up being a thing. I remember that. I thought the same thing.
Yeah, well, I still wouldn't invite him. I mean, he's kind of making us look pretty dorky.
No, yeah, that was a thing. I was upset with Jim about that. Not really upset, but just really sad.
I was invited, and I don't even like parties or go to them ever.
Exactly.
I was invited in the same tweet as E-Doc, of all people. Me and E-Doc came up in the same thought.
That was a sad
That's
moment
That's because you
for
both
me.
Recently tweeted, though.
Yeah, we're the best.
That's
me
the only
and E-Doc
reason
are
why.
The
I remember talking to my
you
girlfriend
both,
about that.
You were both my recent, in my text tweets. That's the only reason why. What'd he say, Dana? Oh, fuck Jim, piece of shit,
no.
Glasses,
no.
Faggot.
No.
Yeah.
Never. No.
Yeah.
What did I say? Go ahead.
Yeah.
You were just hurt that you didn't even cross anyone's mind.
Yep.
To invite.
That's not what he said.
Yes, it really
no,
was.
No, it
it's
was.
Not, it's
That's not
like
how
you
Jake talks.
It's yes. not like you don't cross yes. anyone's mind.
It was.
It's more along the lines of.
Honestly, that's what he was talking about. Like when we did the kick ass thing too. He was just like, yeah, man, it just
that was
it bums
fault,
me
though.
Out something fierce.
For me,
that was
for
Mike's
me.
Fault.
I don't do a weekly show with you, which means that these two guys are probably worse friends than me.
I agree.
But honestly, I felt like it was my fault.
But I don't do...
Yeah, Dana thought it was her fault.
I really what? Did.
For, wait, what?
I thought that maybe it was because you guys didn't want me around, and so you felt weird about
what,
inviting...
What, a kick-ass or at the party?
Both.
Yeah, both.
The party was just... It was 11 o'clock, and I didn't expect that Jake was going to drive out of here. I even said that.
I should have went.
For the party, the only thing that I was involved
here's
in...
Here's the thing.
I wouldn't have invited you.
Hey, Brian.
I wouldn't have expected you to come.
He wouldn't even have gone.
That was it. That was what I thought.
Yeah, tell yourselves.
Even
if tell yourselves, he wouldn't have gone.
I don't care what you say or what I think. I mean, that's what I thought. I was like, he wouldn't come, and generally, I mean... The only reason I even thought he would go is because we work together.
Cool, man. Cool.
I'm not saying it's okay.
Cool, dude.
Hey, dude, you have no idea what I do. Nothing all the time. So.
Oh. Oof. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Do nothing all the time. The one time you go out, don't tell me.
Oh.
Do not tell me because I will not be there.
Well, not if it's far and involves having fun.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Lay it on deeper. Feel better about yourself by making me feel worse.
Thicker. I'm going to lay it on thicker.
No, lay it on deeper.
I'm not getting all Mike Steele on your pussy over here. I'm just going to lay it on thicker.
Okay, lay it on thicker.
No, I don't know. That was it. I feel like I only had one instance. I'm not Jim. I'm not Mike. I'm not two horrible people that would just kick it with you on a regular basis and not invite you.
Yeah.
Why, I wouldn't expect to ever invite you to a Best Buy party, and I know that if you still worked at Best Buy and I didn't, I would not want you to invite me to one of those either.
Oh.
I don't know what you're on about. That's the God's honest truth on that one. I would never want to be invited. Unless it was Jake's Best Buy party, and it was Jake that went to Best Buy. I don't understand where I was going there.
What's going on with 9/11 trip? We're not going nowhere now?
We got it.
I can't.
We haven't done anything.
Oh, fuck, it's August.
Yeah, we haven't. It's less than a month away.
We gotta go. You can't go? What, did you just say you can't go?
I'm busy trying to get fired from my job.
Shut up.
No, you're not. Dickhead.
Dude, I'm like...
You're not gonna get fired.
I'm like 10 minutes late from being fired.
Well, don't show up late. There's nothing else you do.
Well, I don't want to show up on time. I don't enjoy it.
All right. That's your fault, then.
Well, it's not entirely my fault. I mean, some people can make me want to enjoy what I do.
Do you have the time off, Jim?
Jim,
I you can put make the time off a while ago.
We got to do something.
For anyone!
We got to do something.
Yeah, by the way, you didn't already request this time off. You were giving me shit like I was bailing.
Dude, I requested time off a long time ago.
So you are bailing.
I am bailing. I don't have any money for this shit.
Don't have any money.
My life's falling apart. I have a serious drug problem, and my car just got fucked up. Are you not paying attention? Fuck.
Or all of our lives are falling apart in a different way, Brian.
Well, mine's more serious. Piles upon each other.
Yours is less serious.
Drug problem. Serious.
Foreclosure. My friends don't want me around.
Both of those are free as shit. I think that the foreclosure is as free as it gets. And your friends don't want you around because you're poor. You don't have a house anymore, so they don't want to kick it with you.
Good We've point. Put that behind us.
What?
The whole thing with, you know, not wanting you around.
Oh, yeah, we all got past that.
We changed our mind. We do want you around.
I don't really want you around. I'm leaving
Except
here.
For That's Dana. That's true. Dana actually is leaving. That's true, too.
To
Real talk. She's going to California.
Again?
When?
Soon.
Chasing that pipe dream.
Oh, my Brian.
Don't make fun
of course
me,
Brian,
Brian
would do that.
Yeah, of course I would. Why would I not? Keep washing your hands, idiot.
Yeah, Brian will wash his hands. That's Brian's pipe dream. I'll be clean one day.
I'll wash my hands of you.
You still have Mexican, Brian. You'll always be dirty.
No, that means I'll always be immune, as a matter of fact. I'm immune to the sun.
What are we gonna eat?
Timbers?
Let's eat shit.
Let's go to Timbers.
Let's go to Timbers.
I'm down for
that. Mike's doing his yawn.
He's like, his yawn. Take me home, Jay.
Oh, I had no plan of going. That's not why I was yawning, though.
Oh, Mike Steele.
You think I made of Timbers money?
Right? Timbers is expensive.
I don't know. What else is happening, Brian? Is that? I think that's that.
I think that is that.
We could keep talking about what a douchebag Jake is. And
I'm not a douche.
How dirty his hands are.
I'm a good guy. I buy things for people. That's all.
Jake bought me a $500 flat screen high definition TV for Valentine's Day.
Yup, he didn't even want that shit. All right, well,
I don't get it.
That's a secret show.
Yeah,
that is.
No one said it was a good secret.
Went on for 92. 92. 92 minutes. Minimum. All right, well, that's that. Anything?
We're them.
Yeah, secret.
Keep it real.
With a whole fucking nation. They say I was the Obama nation of Obama's nation. Well, that's a pretty bad way to start the conversation. At the end of the day, goddammit, I'm killing this shit. I know damn well y'all feeling this shit. I don't need your pussy, bitch, I'm on my own dick. I ain't got a power trip, who you going home with? How ye doing? I'm surviving. I was drinking earlier, now I'm driving. What a bad bitch.
Everything go. You got the power to let power go.